Well, there is one song that really, I think, has been identified with Ivor here in Seattle, and many other places I've been, I've heard this song, and they think of Ivor immediately. And that is, what is it, Ivor?
Well, it's called The Old Settler, and I call it Acres of Clams, of course, and for a kind of a personal reason. It's quite interesting. I didn't write or have anything to do it, but this was actually put together in the late 90s, possibly 1880 or 85, by an old-timer named Judge Francis Henry. And I happened to, well, I put out a little feeler in Seattle Times in the stroller column. This would be way back from 1930. And an old pioneer mailed me the song with the original woodblock prints. Very, very charming thing. And the words or the music is Old Rosin the Bowl. And but anyhow, so I've sung just a couple of verses of it like this. I've traveled all over this country, and I'll say that if man ever found a place to be peaceful and quiet, that spot is on Puget Sound. No longer a slave of ambition, I laugh at the world and its shams. As I think of my happy condition, surrounded by acres of clams. You know, I think it's been made into popular songs that are being sung in nightclubs back in New York. And Earl Robinson did a wonderful job. He's made practically a whole symphony and a chorale of it, which I think they did it here at the university a year or so ago. I'd like to see the Seattle Symphony Orchestra do something
like that.
Well,
that would be wonderful.
Too.
I hope we can. Maybe mm-hmm. somebody might hear
they
it.
They certainly should put it on at the Century 21 Exposition. Mm-hmm. That would be a wonderful
Very
thing.
Very definitely. That would be a wonderful thing.